Hello, this is the Cambridge Movers listening test. Look at part one. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
There's a new library in the village, Grandma.
Is there? That's good.
Yes, I went there yesterday with some of my friends from school. Look, here's a picture.
Let's see. Where's your friend Paul?
There. He's taking his coat off next to the window.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
It was funny when the cat ran in. It didn't want to be outside in the rain.
Whose is it?
It's Fred's cat. He's the boy with the black hair.
The one with all those books?
Yes.
Two.
Miss Dance wasn't very happy.
Is that the woman who's working on the computer?
Yes.
What's her first name?
It's Sally. She's one of Mum's friends.
Oh.
Three.
Who's that? The girl under the table.
That's Daisy.
But why is she sitting on the floor?
Because there weren't any more chairs to sit on.
Four.
And there's Peter. I think you know him.
Oh, yes. But why is he standing on that chair?
He wanted a big book from the top of that bookcase.
I see.
Five.
And who's that?
Who do you mean?
The girl who's writing something. She's got lots of books on the table next to her.
Oh, that's Jane. She's doing her homework.
Was it difficult?
Yes.
Now listen to part one again. One.
It was funny when the cat ran in. It didn't want to be outside in the rain.
Whose is it?
It's Fred's cat. He's the boy with the black hair.
The one with all those books?
Yes.
Two.
Miss Dance wasn't very happy.
Is that the woman who's working on the computer?
Yes.
What's her first name?
It's Sally. She's one of Mum's friends.
Oh.
Three.
Who's that? The girl under the table.
That's Daisy.
But why is she sitting on the floor?
Because there weren't any more chairs to sit on.
Four.
And there's Peter. I think you know him.
Oh, yes. But why is he standing on that chair?
He wanted a big book from the top of that bookcase.
I see.
Five.
And who's that?
Who do you mean?
The girl who's writing something. She's got lots of books on the table next to her.
Oh, that's Jane. She's doing her homework.
Was it difficult?
Yes.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Mr. Matt, I want to buy a rabbit for a pet. That's a good idea. I've got a rabbit.
Have you? What does your rabbit like to drink?
It likes drinking carrot juice.
Carrot juice?
Yes.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
What color's your rabbit, Mr. Matt?
There are lots of different colors of rabbits, but mine's gray.
I'd like a gray rabbit too, I think.
Well, they've got some in town.
2.
Where did you buy your rabbit then?
I got it from the pet shop. Do you know it?
Do you mean the pet shop next to the park?
That's right. Next to the park. It's got a pink door.
Oh, yes.
3.
What's your rabbit's name?
It's Baker.
Do you spell that B-A-Y-K-E-R?
There's no Y in it. We spell it B-A-K-E-R.
That's a funny name for a rabbit.
Well, it's a funny rabbit.
4.
Where does it live?
It lives in my garden. It's too big for my flat.
Does your rabbit like living in your garden?
Oh, yes. It's very happy there.
5.
But do you play with it?
Well, my children play with it more than I do.
What does your rabbit like doing?
It likes eating my flowers.
What?
Yes, eating my flowers.
Now listen to part 2 again. 1.
What color's your rabbit, Mr. Matt?
There are lots of different colors of rabbits, but mine's gray.
I'd like a gray rabbit too, I think.
Well, they've got some in town.
2.
Where did you buy your rabbit then?
I got it from the pet shop. Do you know it?
Do you mean the pet shop next to the park?
That's right. Next to the park. It's got a pink door.
Oh, yes.
3.
What's your rabbit's name?
It's Baker.
Do you spell that B-A-Y-K-E-R?
There's no Y in it. We spell it B-A-K-E-R.
That's a funny name for a rabbit.
Well, it's a funny rabbit.
4.
Where does it live?
It lives in my garden. It's too big for my flat.
Does your rabbit like living in your garden?
Oh, yes. It's very happy there.
5.
But do you play with it?
Well, my children play with it more than I do.
What does your rabbit like doing?
It likes eating my flowers.
What?
Yes, eating my flowers.
2. Part 3. Look at the pictures. What did Alex do last week? Listen and look. There is one example.
Did you go to your uncle's farm last week, Alex?
Yes, we all went, Mom and Dad and me.
What did you do there?
Well, on Friday, I went for a long walk with the sheep.
Why?
We had to take them from the top field down to the lake.
Can you see the line from the word Friday? On Friday, Alex walked with the sheep. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
On Monday, we played in my cousin's boat.
Did you sail it?
Yes, but I got very cold that day. I ran back to the farm and had a hot shower in the afternoon.
Oh, dear.
Two. What did you do on Thursday?
Thursday? I know. My cousin and I washed my uncle's car. Then we all went to the market.
What did you buy there?
Oh, some food for dinner.
Oh.
Three.
The weather was very sunny on most days.
Yes, but it was terrible on Saturday.
That's right. We played inside. We played with the puppies.
How many have they got?
There are 6 of them. They're very small. It was great playing with them.
Four.
What about Tuesday? Did you go sailing again?
No, we went out in my uncle's car again on Tuesday. We had a picnic next to a river.
Was it good?
Yes, we gave a lot of old bread to the ducks there. There were lots and lots of them.
Lots and lots?
Well, about 10.
Five.
One day I wasn't well.
Was that on Sunday?
No, it was Wednesday. I had a toothache. It hurt when I ate.
What did you do then?
I read a book about dogs. I want to have one of the puppies.
Now listen to part 3 again. 1.
On Monday, we played in my cousin's boat.
Did you sail it?
Yes, but I got very cold that day. I ran back to the farm and had a hot shower in the afternoon.
Oh, dear.
2. What did you do on Thursday?
Thursday? I know. My cousin and I washed my uncle's car. Then we all went to the market.
What did you buy there?
Oh, some food for dinner.
Oh.
3.
The weather was very sunny on most days.
Yes, but it was terrible on Saturday.
That's right. We played inside. We played with the puppies.
How many have they got?
There are 6 of them. They're very small. It was great playing with them.
4.
What about Tuesday? Did you go sailing again?
No, we went out in my uncle's car again on Tuesday. We had a picnic next to a river.
Was it good?
Yes, we gave a lot of old bread to the ducks there. There were lots and lots of them.
Lots and lots?
Well, about 10.
5.
One day I wasn't well.
Was that on Sunday?
No, it was Wednesday. I had a toothache. It hurt when I ate.
What did you do then?
I read a book about dogs. I want to have one of the puppies.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. Which sport does John like?
Let's go for a swim today, John.
I don't like swimming.
How about a game of tennis?
I like that.
I haven't got the right shoes. But do you enjoy fishing? We can do that.
No, I think it's boring. Sorry.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. How did Jack go to school yesterday?
Do you go to school on the bus, Jack?
Yes, but not yesterday.
Why? Did you go in your dad's car?
No, I rode my bike because my friends and I like doing that sometimes.
2. Where's Vicky?
Where's Vicky, Grandpa?
Vicky? She's at the cinema, I think.
But her bag and jacket are here in the kitchen. Look!
Oh, I know. She's putting the clothes on the line in the garden.
Okay, thanks. I need to ask her something.
3. How old is Jim?
How old is your son now, Anna?
You mean Jim? He's 17 now.
My son's 16. Did you know I've got a daughter, too?
No. How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh.
4. What did Nick get for his birthday?
Did you have a good birthday, Nick?
Yes. I had some great presents, too.
And what did your parents give you? A new phone?
No. I've got one of those. I wanted a guitar, but they gave me a baseball bat.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I needed a new one.
5. What's in the bowl?
What's in that bowl, Dad? I can't see. Is it grapes?
No, they're beans for dinner.
I don't like those. Can we have some tomatoes?
Not today. We haven't got any.
Can we go and buy some?
Sorry, no.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. How did Jack go to school yesterday?
Do you go to school on the bus, Jack?
Yes, but not yesterday.
Why? Did you go in your dad's car?
No. I rode my bike because my friends and I like doing that sometimes.
2. Where's Vicky?
Where's Vicky, Grandpa?
Vicky? She's at the cinema, I think.
But her bag and jacket are here in the kitchen. Look!
Oh, I know. She's putting the clothes on the line in the garden.
Okay, thanks. I need to ask her something.
3. How old is Jim?
How old is your son now, Anna?
You mean Jim? He's 17 now.
My son's 16. Did you know I've got a daughter, too?
No. How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh.
4. What did Nick get for his birthday?
Did you have a good birthday, Nick?
Yes. I had some great presents, too.
And what did your parents give you? A new phone?
No, I've got one of those. I wanted a guitar, but they gave me a baseball bat.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I needed a new one.
5. What's in the bowl?
What's in that bowl, Dad? I can't see. Is it grapes?
No, they're beans for dinner.
I don't like those. Can we have some tomatoes?
Not today. We haven't got any.
Can we go and buy some?
Sorry, no.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Would you like to colour some of this picture?
Yes. Is that kangaroo coming to help the man with his car?
I don't know. Would you like to colour it yellow?
The kangaroo?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you see the yellow kangaroo? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and draw. 1.
Can I colour one of the plants too?
Which one? The one with the round leaves?
Yes. I like the one with the round leaves the most.
All right. Colour it blue.
Okay. I like that colour.
2.
Now, can you see the box? Colour that for me next.
Do you mean the box on the ground?
That's right. You choose the colour.
Shall I do it green?
OK.
Three.
What shall I colour now?
What about the big rock?
The one behind the people?
Yes. Colour it red.
OK. But that's a funny colour for a rock.
Four.
Now, let's do some drawing.
All right. I enjoy drawing. I've got my pencil. What shall I draw?
Draw a cloud above the house. Can you do that?
A cloud? Yes, that's easy.
Five.
It looks very hot there. Shall I colour the man's hat?
Yes. Do it brown, please.
OK. People should wear hats when it's very sunny.
Do you do that?
Yes, I always do.
Good.
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
Can I colour one of the plants too?
Which one? The one with the round leaves?
Yes, I like the one with the round leaves the most.
All right, colour it blue.
OK, I like that colour.
Now, can you see the box? Colour that for me next.
Do you mean the box on the ground?
That's right. You choose the colour.
Shall I do it green?
OK.
Three.
What shall I colour now?
What about the big rock?
The one behind the people?
Yes. Colour it red.
OK. But that's a funny colour for a rock.
Four.
Now, let's do some drawing.
All right. I enjoy drawing. I've got my pencil. What shall I draw?
Draw a cloud above the house. Can you do that?
A cloud? Yes, that's easy.
Five.
It looks very hot there. Shall I colour the man's hat?
Yes. Do it brown, please.
OK. People should wear hats when it's very sunny.
Do you do that?
Yes, I always do.
Good.
That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.